Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce in beautiful downtown Vicksburg, Mississippi, and having a great time here visiting with my friend Christy Kilroy, who's my host, my primary host here, and someone I met earlier in the year at an American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, and Christy invited me to come down and deliver the keynote speech here at their Business Expo. But before, and Christy's going to be on a little bit later in the show, but before we get there, my new friend Larry Goronsky is with us. Larry is he actually wears two hats, folks. He's director of the Vicksburg Convention Center, but he does that on behalf of his company VenueWorks, where he's vice president of executive director, which is a company. Larry, make sure I've got this right. Your company is in the business of helping communities manage their convention centers and their convention activities.
Exactly. In fact,
welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. It's actually private management for public assembly facilities.
Say that again. I like that.
Private management for public assembly facilities.
Now, ladies, what you just heard Larry say is outsourcing. What you just heard Larry say is the Vicksburg municipality is in the business of running a city, not running a convention center. And so they hire, or the community hires your company to do what you do best, so that the local community can do what they do best.
Amen. In fact, that is what we do. The thrust of VenueWorks, which is the home office, is based actually in the Midwest, in Ames, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and that's just by virtue of the fact that our president and CEO lives there. but we have accounts throughout the United States. We are in as far west as Washington State,
mm-hmm.
As far east as North Carolina, and as far south as Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Now this type of a business. I mean, there actually is an industry for your business. There are multiple players. Some of them are big folks,
and
there's some small folks.
Absolutely,
you guys are small business owners.
Correct. We are. We are the folks that heretofore, when a community it was at wit's end, could not manage their facility and either make ends meet or reduce their deficit,
right.
or infuse the value proposition.
Well, they recognized that this wasn't their core competence.
Absolutely.
They were in over their head.
And this administration, actually three administrations ago, of which there is one carryover, realized that, and that continuity has meant wonderful longevity for business, mm-hmm. development, and retention.
Right.
And in good business begets good business.
Well, see, outsourcing, Larry, is something that my audience knows. I've been talking to them about this for a long time. Focus on your core competencies, and which typically for small business owners is doing the things that touch customers.
Amen.
As the big companies call them, customer-facing activity. And all the other things that don't touch customers, that you can outsource those to somebody who can do it more efficiently, probably save you money, get the job done better. It's the key to the future of success, in my opinion, for small businesses.
Absolutely. And in a community the size of Vicksburg, it's usually a community that's in the shadow of a larger one.
Right.
In Vicksburg, it's Jackson, Mississippi,
right.
the capital.
Only about 40 miles away or so.
Absolutely. And we could be in Grand Forks, North Dakota, which is
right.
one of our accounts.
Right.
And 60 miles away is a larger community. The same in Kennewick, Washington.
Right.
There's Seattle, Tacoma. Everything being equal is that you are already facing an uphill battle to try to fill the building with events,
right.
to try to be creative in creating new kinds of events, which is what Christy and I have,
right.
With our teams, managed to build with this Business Expo.
And congratulations on the Business Expo. Thanks for working on that and for being part of that and for inviting me down to speak. I'm looking forward to being in your facility later today. But let's talk about what you guys are trying to accomplish here in the community, so other communities can learn from you.
Sure.
What's your goal for this community?
Well, first of all, explain the facility so they can see what this business wraparound is. It's a 50,000 square foot convention facility. which in many other cities would fit in the lobby of most convention centers. It's a conference center without an adjoining hotel.
Right.
But as a standalone facility, we have 10 particular spaces that can segment down or open up
right.
for large general sessions.
Absolutely.
In fact, we call it flexibility space.
Mm-hmm.
And and the whole idea behind what we do is try to find out what is the freaky button and the concerns of the mayor and aldermen, mm-hmm. the administration. And they've identified that this building needs to be a loss leader,
right.
but a catalyst in the economic engine of conventions. That smokeless industry
mm-hmm.
that brings new business, new dollars. And
clean business.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Clean dollars in here, yeah.
And when somebody's out of the county or out of the city, it's a new dollar.
Right. And so your goal is to help the community bring in, to help them manage the natural venues, the natural events that are for this community, like the Business Expo. That's
absolutely.
A natural, but also to bring in other opportunities that might not have been sort of organic.
There are over 200 state and regional associations that we've identified that fit
right.
the profile of the Vicksburg Convention Center as far as size, square footage, general session, breakouts, plenary sessions, and whatnot. And we're going after each and every one of them in a rubber tire philosophy.
Right.
This is Mississippi.
Right. Well, another thing, we stayed at the Hampton Inns yesterday.
A beautiful place.
Beautiful place, wonderful place. They hosted us there. We thank them for that. Really, really wonderful place. Fairly new, I think. And so that kind of investment in those kinds of properties help you in your convention system.
And that's just one of several properties that
right.
are coming online. I'm sure when you talk tourism, I believe Bill
mm-hmm.
is coming.
Yeah,
be one
Bill Surratt, yeah.
Exactly. He'll tell you what the impact is on the average daily rate
right.
in this community and what it's meant for hotel and motel tax that the city receives in order to fund the operating deficit of the convention.
Give us your website for the company.
For the company is venueworks.com. It's VENUWORKS.com.
And how about the local website?
Local is VCCMeet.com.
All right. So VCC for Vicksburg Convention Center. Meet
right.
.com, VCCmeet.com. 20 seconds, last thoughts.
I tell you what, we started here with over a $500,000 deficit with the city. Since we've added, now we've been here 7 years, we've gotten that down towards $225,000, and that includes the facility management fee and the
wow.
success fee they pay us. So we're bringing in and generating $2.2 million in direct spending, $4.5 million in economic impact.
And lots of people come to Vicksburg because you wouldn't have come otherwise.
Vicksburg's got name recognition.
They do. And a lot of things going on here, folks. Hey, Larry, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for hosting me. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. I'll be right back after these messages with Christy Kilroy. She's the director of the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce. One of my favorite people. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.